temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer? A beach bum summer? Or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
Plug in a Hyundai EV and the extraordinary happens. It's not just the ultra-fast charging capability and long range in the Ioniq 5 and Ioniq 6, or the adventure-seeking spirit of the Kona Electric, or the groundbreaking 601 horsepower Ioniq 5N. And it's not just the comfort in knowing that every Hyundai EV is backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited electric battery warranty. Hyundai's EVs transform a low hum into a loud adventure. They bring color to your journey and turn energy into main character energy. So forget everything you thought you knew about EVs and turn the extraordinary into something truly electrifying. There's joy in every journey.
EPA estimated 303-mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 5 SE SEL limited rear-wheel drive and 361-mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 6 SE long-range rear-wheel drive with fully charged battery. Estimated range varies for other models and trims and depends on battery capacity, temperature options, and other factors. Limited battery warranty covers defects and materials for 10 years or 100,000 miles, whichever occurs first. See owner's manual for complete warranty details and limitations. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
4-1 Pirates. 1-2 from Bednar. Right there, strike three called. 99 down the heart of the plate. Martini is erased, and the Pirates win it. Bednar saves it. Paul Skeens goes to 4-0, and the Bucks start the homestand with a win over the rival Reds.
I'll give you another team that's interesting to me in terms of being difference-making at the trade deadline, the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Okay, oh, yeah.
They're kind of hanging around the edge, but you tell me a team that would want to go into a short series in October against Paul Skeens, Jared Jones, and Keller.
Yeah.
I mean, that rotation, if they just upgrade their offense a little bit, man, and they were to scrape their way in the playoffs, they would be the team no one would want to face.
Buster Olney there. Pirates winners last night, 4-1. Paul Skeens, 4-0. The Pirates in Paul Skeens starts are 6-1, and since he got the call, they are 17-15, above .500. They did that all year long. They would absolutely make the playoffs given the state of the NL wild card. It's not just us. It's not just the Pittsburgh talkers into the microphone that are saying the Pirates have a chance. It's respected people around baseball. It's the Buster Olneys of the world that say the Pirates would be a tough out in a playoff series. So, again, let's go now, Charrington. Mm-hmm. Let's make a move. They got a shot here, man. They got a good shot. I just hope that they don't look internally at that 17-15 record. That Rowdy Tellez is turning the corner, that O'Neill Cruz has been good since May 1st, that Brian Reynolds is now hot. I hope they don't think that all these internal improvements that they thought were coming are now here and that they don't have to do anything.
Hey, what are you playing for? Like, what are you playing for? You've played all these years, and let's exclude the wild card game and, you know, the 2-3 years that they were decent in, you know, the middle of the 2010s. You're playing for, oh, we have a nice ballpark. Oh, this is a great event for families to come and watch. Hey, you could watch one player. Now you have an opportunity to say that, oh, you can actually watch a good baseball team. And that'll give people a reason to want to come to the ballpark as well. And you could actually add revenue onto it to a side that, you know, you don't have consistently over the years. Like, you can make this team watchable. And you could bring in another generation of fans that haven't seen, in a lot of generations of fans, and especially the younger ones, that, you know, could be a part of this new process that the Pirates are pretty good. Like, the Skeens, like, young people Skeens' age. 21, 22, 23, 24 years old.
That don't really remember 13, 14, and 15.
Right, and, I mean, you could bring in a new generation and give people a reason to root for your baseball team if you just do a little bit. I'm not asking for, to go get Aaron Judge. Like, we're not asking for Otani. We're not asking for Mookie Betts whenever he's healthy. It's just a couple things to update the roster, and you might be in the thick of things, and you could say you have a good baseball team that will draw people to want to watch and be a part of it. You have national people talking about it week in and week out. And it's not just Skeens.
No, they're the story.
As Olney just said. What did he say? He said, oh, I wouldn't want to face them because they have Jones, Skeens, and Keller. You have a good starting rotation that there are people talking, there's some chatter going around that they wouldn't want to see in the playoffs. And if you sit on your butt and sit on your hands and don't make a move, that's a disservice. That's a cardinal sin, in my opinion.
And real quick, the back end of that bullpen all of a sudden looks like we thought it would look like. So if we're keeping score at home, things I've been wrong about this year. Oh my God, Mitch Keller. Well, he's fine. He's better than fine. All-star caliber. Oh my God, David Bednar. I think, what is it, 14, 15 saves in a row. He's turned out fine. Bad first couple of weeks of the season. He's been very good. And last night's how it's supposed to look. Skeens go six. Holderman. Chapman. Bednar. And the Reds strike out 11 times, and they score one run, and that's a pretty good offense they got over there, a dangerous one where they stole 104 bases. You can, if the top of your rotation's going and the back end of your bullpen is going, you can be a team that is a disruptor, to use what Buster Olney said. Like, here's a text. Pirates can't even get back to 500 in the terrible National League, and you guys are saying their window is open. That's hilarious. You have to factor in the league. You have to factor in that all these teams aren't very good. That when you look at the standings, there's a lot of teams that look similar to the Pittsburgh Pirates.
The window is open to add to make sure that they can get past 500.
Mm-hmm.
That's the window. And they told us that the window is somewhat now, too.
Yeah.
We're not creating this out of nowhere.
No, they were supposed to get at minimum better than they were last year where they won 76 games. It does not take much to go from 76 wins to playoff team in this National League.
Right.
You don't need to see the Pirates give up every prospect and try to build out a 9,500 win team. Like, to do that in the middle of a season is unrealistic when you are where the Pirates are. Can you get to 85? Can you get to 83, 84? Because if you do, you're in the thing. And waiting around for next year for the window to open is not good enough. Now, if you looked at the NL Central and the Brewers, the Cubs, and the Cardinals were all seven games ahead of you.
Okay, then it's like, yeah, whatever.
Right, it's different. Now, you'd be praying, hoping, oh, can you go on a little bit of a run here to close the gap before the trade deadline? But you're probably not going to make moves to augment the roster because it guarantees nothing. You can't guarantee anything anyway, man. But if you add to this team one more bullpen arm, you find a way to upgrade the offense even incrementally, you don't guarantee anything. But given the state of the National League, you give yourself a really good shot. And you also have to factor in these other teams are going to want to improve too.
And it shows that you're going for it. It shows that you recognize where you're at. It shows that, hey, we want to put together a decent team to actually compete. Hey, if you fall short, so be it. But, I mean, at least you went for it.
Yes.
At least you tried.
Yes.
That's all people ask for. That's all we ask for. Try.
I don't think it takes a lot for Pirates fans to about face and to buy in. You're right. Like, the Chris Archer trade did not work, but it was very popular at the time, and they got bonus points for going for it. And that's what you would be doing here. If it doesn't work out, damn, it sure is a good PR move. Hey, we gave up Anthony Solomato, and he's probably going to be a pretty good player, but we did so that we could win right now. If Anthony Solomato goes off and kicks butt for the rest of his career, are you going to have Pirates fans more than not who are going to say, I can't believe they did that? I don't think so.
No.
Like, I still don't kill them for the Glasnow trade. I don't. Meadows was good for a few years. Glasnow, look at what he is now. They went for it. And Glasnow wasn't working out here. So you take your swing, and sometimes you're going to strike out, pun absolutely intended. You go for it, and people are going to buy in. And you watch Skeens last night, and it's not just, oh, this guy's going to be good. He is good. He's great.
Mm-hmm.
He is the third best pitcher in the National League, statistically, when you're just looking at ERA. And you know I'm a big FIP guy.
FIP.
XFIP. There's no regression. In fact, I looked this up. This is like way in the weeds here. But when you're calculating these sabermetrics, the XFIP, the FIP, one of those two fly ball rate is included in that, and like 10% of fly balls wind up going for home runs. Going into last night, 18% of fly balls off of Skeens were going for home runs. That number is actually going to come down. You're going to average that out. Now, he throws so hard, maybe it's not going to quite go down to 10. I don't know that he's going to ever be worse. He's got a 2.39 ERA. And you're 6-1 in his starts. Like, allow yourself, Ben Cherington, allow yourself, Pirates organization, the ability to be pleasantly surprised. Like, they knew he'd be good. It's why they never probably had that Super 2 deadline circled. They were always going to get him here as early as they felt like they'd feel comfortable getting him here. But I don't think even they knew he would be a Cy Young contender. And he may well be a Cy Young contender. What would Shiro have done? Go get Marian Hossa.
Yep.
All right, Hossa leaves. They tried to pay him. He leaves. So what do you do? Bill Guerin and Chris Kunitz. That's what you do. And I think, man, Paul Skeens, I don't know if this is sacrilege or what. I think Paul Skeens right now is a better player in his sport than Sidney Crosby is in his.
Right now?
He is a top 10 pitcher in the sport. I think Crosby's a top 10 player.
You're so saying right now?
They're very close. Right now. Right now.
When they first came in?
Yeah. I mean, Crosby contending for Rookie of the Year. Skeens is going to be contending for Rookie of the Year. Skeens top three in the league. I don't know that Crosby was a top three player in the league his first year. You know, we're talking about, and we have to pare it down for pitchers. Like, it's tough to say Skeens is better than Aaron Judge or anything like that, or Shohei Ohtani.
That's
but
they should let him hit.
Well, I'm not going to get sucked in. Is that fair? Like, can I put him in the same breath as T.J. Watt and Sidney Crosby?
Right now.
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
When you are the third best pitcher by ERA in the National League and you think Sidney Crosby's a top 10 player and then you think T.J. Watt's, what, a top 5 defender? Depending, I guess, on who you ask, he's not worse than 5. He's right there. He's right there. And it's not just that he throws hard. It's he's a pitcher. My voice cracked.
Pitcher?
He's a pitcher. He's a pitcher, Doran.
They just need to go for it. Doesn't take much.
Well, and now we got the other texters at 412-928-9370. And this is what really annoys me. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. You text us, you're going to get lectured if this is what you're going to come with. You can't give up Tamar Johnson. You can't give up Anthony Solomato. They're too good of prospects. We've been trained to value the prospects more than prospects need to be valued. Henry Davis was a 1-1 guy. He's hitting 150. I thought he was going to come in the spring training he had and take the league by gangbusters. That has not happened. Like, just because you are this highly touted prospect does not mean you're going to wind up being a great player. You have a chance to win now. So
and you have some young guys that are doing it for you. You have guys like Nick Gonzalez. You have guys like O'Neill Cruz. You have guys like Jared Jones and Skeens. Like, miss me with the prospects. Let's go for it now. Mm-hmm. And then figure out if you're that good at your job, then get some different prospects whenever the time comes.
Well, isn't that why you get prospects in all these deals?
Yes.
Not just so that they grow into good major league players for you, but so that you can turn them into currency.
Mm-hmm.
So you can trade these guys. Like, that's what it's all about. It's got to be both. You've got to build up your foundation with prospects when you are a small market club and you don't spend a lot of money. And then you've got to use some prospects at positions of strength to then augment your roster positions of weakness. And right now, they've got two prospects who are dominating at the big league level starting pitchers. They're prospects, and they are dominating for you right now. And you got Mitch Keller signed for the next 5 years at $77 million. I don't need Solomato. I don't need Bubba Chandler. I don't need Rod. You don't need these guys. You need to use them now. Tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And the Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection. We'll continue the conversation. We'll talk more specifically about what Skeens did last night because he turned it on after that first inning, and that is incredibly impressive. We've got Brett Boone, Odyssey Major League Baseball insider, 14-year MLB vet, coming up at the bottom of the hour.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Plug in a Hyundai EV and the extraordinary happens. It's not just the ultra-fast charging capability and long range in the IONIQ 5 and IONIQ 6, or the adventure-seeking spirit of the Kona Electric, or the groundbreaking 601-horsepower IONIQ 5N. And it's not just the comfort in knowing that every Hyundai EV is backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited electric battery warranty. Hyundai's EVs transform a low hum into a loud adventure. They bring color to your journey and turn energy into main character energy. So forget everything you thought you knew about EVs and turn the extraordinary into something truly electrifying. There's joy in every journey.
EPA estimated 303-mile driving range for 2024 IONIQ 5 SE SEL limited rear-wheel drive and 361-mile driving range for 2024 IONIQ 6 SE long-range rear-wheel drive with fully charged battery. Estimated range varies for other models and trims and depends on battery capacity, temperature options, and other factors. Limited battery warranty covers defects and materials for 10 years or 100,000 miles, whichever occurs first. See owner's manual for complete warranty details and limitations. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.
Yeah, I think the book on me is obviously that the fastball kind of drives everything. And so they, you know, were committed to their plan. They executed it pretty well in the first inning. And then that forced us to adjust. And I thought, you know, later in the game, I was really happy with the execution and, you know, being able to adjust, you know, from that initial plan and turned out pretty well.
Odyssey baseball insider Brett Boone going to join us. Coming up in about 13 minutes, 9:35. That was Paul Skeens with Dan Zangrilli on the postgame show last night. They were on his fastball early. Okay, I'll just throw you everything else. And then I'll come back around to the fastball, and you're all going to look silly. I would have to think that's tough, man. Like, you would understand this way more than I would, just as a macho professional athlete. Like, my thing is I'm going to throw the ball really hard, and now you're going to square that up. I would think that maybe the thought process would be, I'm going to try to get it past you anyhow. He didn't do that. He kind of lulled him to sleep. Here's a 95-mile-an-hour splinker. Here's a changeup. Here's a curveball. Here's a slider. Oh, now the fastball is going to play a little bit more. Mature beyond his years.
Chestnut checkers.
Yes.
Chestnut checkers. I mean, it becomes a mind game sometimes. Like, you think I'm going to do this after you know kind of my MO, like what I'm prototypically going to do, like I'm going to run fast past you as a football player. Oh, nope, I'm going to put the brakes on and I'm going to dig my feet into the route and I'm going to break out of a route and you're going to think I'm running past you, but then you're going to keep going and I'm going to get out of the route. Like, it's just chestnut checkers. But to do that at a young age, that's impressive. Like, usually you don't see that from young players. You do maybe towards the end of the season, maybe towards the, you know, the three quarters of a way into the season, but not right off the bat, not right off of six starts. Like, you don't see stuff like that.
You don't. I mean, we never see what he's doing. Like, counting on one hand what this guy's doing. And when he was talking to Zangrilli, he said not only is it an adjustment between innings, it's an adjustment in an at-bat that he and hey, full marks to Yasmani Grandal. He's got a lot of faith in him, and they got a good game plan deal going on, and they were able to pivot that quickly. But, okay, guys on my fastball in mid at bat. All right, well, we're not going to throw that again, and they have an understanding and a trust in one another. Okay, we'll do the next thing. We'll do plan B, C, or D. It's just remarkable to me. Like, early on, he's getting hit, and then the pitch count was up early, and I'm thinking, man, is he going to get through five? He gets through six. And now it seems like that's what he does every time out. He gets through six. And the most important stat when you're thinking about Paul Skeens. You don't have to get fancy, sabermetrics, anything like that. He's 4-0, and they are 6-1 in his starts. When he's out there, every time, when you go to the ballpark and you watch this guy pitch live, you are going to see the spectacular. But you're not going to see it every at-bat. You're not going to see it every inning. What you do know and what makes him so good is you are going to have a chance to win.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to go to the ballpark and you know Skeens is on the mound. They're going to be bare minimum in this thing. And, okay, they had a good team around Cole in 13, 14, 15, and Liriano was really good, and A.J. Burnett was really good. I got as much confidence in this guy now as I did in any of them. How insane is that?
Look what they did against the Dodgers. I mean, that should be the picture. Now you go to the Dodgers series, and we said this during it. It's like, okay, we don't know what the Pirates are going to be. We like Skeens. We want to see Skeens pitch against Ohtani. This, and that. We're going to wear Dodgers stuff. Dodgers fans are coming. They take 2 out of 3 against the Dodgers because of Skeens. They could probably do it against anybody.
He had the Shohei Ohtani at bat, 3 straight fastball strikes about, and then the next at bat even went Ohtani homer, the first two. He throws 2 fastballs by him again.
Uh-huh.
Like, it's crazy what this guy's doing. And so now people are texting in, okay, what do the Pirates need to do now? And we could talk to Brett Boone about this coming up in about 10 minutes here, but a lot of folks are saying sign Bauer. We're not talking enough about a fifth starter. I can buy that because eventually you might just see them go to a 6-man rotation to keep Skeens and Jones viable. One thing I hadn't thought of, man, if we see them not be active before the deadline, like if they stand pat or it's like a little move here, a little move there, that might tell you what they're thinking about Skeens and Jones. Like if they don't do anything, that might be a little sign that they're going to shut those guys down.
Yep.
Or dial them back.
Yep.
Oh. You can't.
No.
You can't. I get that you want to protect young players, but there's no exact science here. You can't do it. Unless the results would be telling you that you have to. Like if Jones goes out and instead of throwing 99, he's throwing 92.
Right, right.
Yeah. Like if you can see that he's hitting the wall, if you can see that there's fatigue in either of these guys and maybe skipping a start here or there doesn't work, then okay, fine. I don't think you plan for it anymore if you were.
No, if they're throwing gas, you got to let them go.
Yeah. Is it going to protect them if they shut them down from getting an arm injury? No. The Nationals shut down Strasburg in his second year he's hurt. He wound up having Tommy John later in his career. All these guys wind up having Tommy John. If you've got an opportunity this year, you just got to let him pitch. Let's talk to Brett Boone about all this coming up next. He has a podcast now with Odyssey. A 14-year Major League veteran, 3-time All-Star, 2-time Silver Slugger winner, 4-time Gold Glover, played with Randy Johnson at the early stages of Randy Johnson's career. Is there a parallel there? We'll start there with Brett Boone when we come back. We all got Bucco fever. They win last night. Paul Skeens now 6-1, or the Buccos are in his starts. He's 4-0. And we're joined now to get into it by Odyssey MLB insider Brett Boone. Insider calls presented by Grainger. With supplies and solutions for every industry, Grainger has the right product for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Brett is also the host of the Brett Boone podcast, featuring the most notable names in MLB and around sports every single week. Brett, a multiple-time All-Star, Silver Slugger winner, a 14-year Major League career. Good morning, Brett. Thank you for joining us today.
How you doing? Yeah, my pleasure.
Oh, we are doing great. We got Skeens on our team, man. And I know you played early in your career with Randy Johnson. I mean, is it fair to say, like, early on, are there parallels there? And what was it like just watching that guy really start get going?
Well, I think, that question. Okay, Randy Johnson, well, he came to the big leagues with the Montreal Expos, and I wasn't around. Randy's probably 4 or 5 years my senior, so I didn't get to see the early growing pains. I heard about him a lot. When I got to Seattle in 92, and I played 93 there before I went on to Cincinnati, he was kind of getting to the point where he was becoming a finished product. So the time I got to see him, 93, when he was on, probably defensively playing behind a pitcher, and I got to play up behind a lot of great pitchers in my time. Probably the most dominant performance was Randy was on a given day. I mean, I'd sit behind him and just go, I don't care who's hitting, what team's hitting, how good you are, you've got no chance today. It was really something to to behold. Later in my career in 1999, I got to play with that trio in Atlanta of Maddox, Smoltz, and Glavin, and unbelievable to play behind them. But for sheer dominance, I've never seen anything like playing behind Randy Johnson. Now, fast forward to his schemes. I kind of look at schemes a little more like a Kerry Wood or a Mark Pryor during my time when they came up. The hype that surrounded them, the big arm, the something different that you hadn't seen before. I kind of parallel it to that, and also probably in a more modern time, a Steven Strasburg and that type of hype around the coming up of schemes. I know he was absolutely dominant at the college level. He was in AAA this year, and I was kind of keeping my eye on him, and I'm thinking, are they just keeping down there for, you know, to say that you went through the minor league process? But he seems like a polished guy. He's one of those rare guys that are pretty much ready to go right out of college. So far, so good. I mean, 4-0. He's got a great walk to strikeout ratio. A lot of fun to watch, and just seems like a polished guy, kind of beyond his years, only being 22 years old. I think the Pirates have got a good one in him, and he's going to be fun to watch in the future. The only thing is today that we all worry about, because it's so prevalent in Major League Baseball, is the injuries and how do you stay healthy.
Yeah, well, Brett, as a former player like yourself and thinking about current players and current hitters, how do you prepare for somebody like Skeens? Like, I mean, you throw in 100-plus miles per hour, has an array of pitches, is very dominant on the mound. Like, if you're going into a game and you're playing the Pittsburgh Pirates and you know that you have this young stud on the mound, how, in your mind, do you mentally prepare for the way he pitches?
Well, you prepare him essentially like you prepare for any number one. You know, if the number three, the number fours, and the number fives, so those are usually you can have a pretty rudiment or pretty elementary approach. But when you get those guys that got that number one stuff, when they've got 2-3+ pitches, that, you know, a Pedro Martinez in my time, a Randy Johnson, who we talked about, all the greats, they always have 2-3+ pitches. And when you get to that point, it's like, okay, if I'm facing a Skeens, I've got to get on one. I'm either getting on hard or I'm getting on soft. Now, his soft is still in the, you know, 90-92, so it's still tough to sit on, but I've got to get on one or the other. I remember with Pedro Martinez, and I hated facing him. He had great stuff, maybe for 3 or 4 years, as good as anyone I ever saw. But I ended up coming out, it seemed like I'd come out of every game with maybe a knock and a walk. And that was like a huge win for me. You go into those games, you got to get on one or the other. Cause if you're not going to hit them all, you're not going to hit Skeens' fastball and his slider. You might be able to touch it, maybe put it in play, but I'm talking about doing some damage, barreling up a ball. You're not going to hit both. So you got to get on one or the other. And if they're both working, it's usually a long day for the hitter.
Odyssey MLB Insider Brett Boone with us right now. Insider calls brought to you by Grainger. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers professional-grade supplies and solutions made for every industry and backed by product experts. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. We heard from Buster Olney earlier on in the show saying the Pirates, if they made the playoffs, could be dangerous because they've got Skeens. They've got Jared Jones, who's young and impressive in his own right, and they've got Mitch Keller. Do you agree with that? If they make the playoffs, that they'd be a tough out?
I think so. I think so just because of those dominant arms. Now, getting there is a different ballgame. I've kind of been, you know, looking at this National League and how it stacks up. Really, I've come up with this. There's only two elite teams in the National League. For me, it's the L.A. Dodgers and the Philadelphia Phillies. Now, the Phillies have had a few injuries. Dodgers, obviously, recently with Mookie Betts going down, with their star from Japan, Yamamoto, going down. That puts a little wrinkle into their season. But the Dodgers, they're so deep, and that's why they're the Dodgers. They got Kershaw coming back, Miller coming back. It seems like when somebody goes down, they've got somebody right there to replace them. And then you've got that National League West, who I'm kind of disappointed. I thought they were going to be better than they are. But San Francisco, San Diego, yeah, I think they're going to be a factor. Moving over to the Central, Milwaukee continues to not miss a beat. They're turning out to be one of those special franchises that just has a culture, and year after year, with the change in the guard, with Council going to the Cubs, they seem to keep going in that winning direction. And then, you know, you go over to the East and it's Philly. Atlanta has kind of been a juggernaut in that division for the last 4 or 5 years. There's a little chink in their armor, too. I think the Phillies are superior in that division. But when you look around, I mean, as of now, I think Pittsburgh's a game out of, if it ended today, being in the playoffs. The Washington Nationals are right there now if the game, if it ended today. The St. Louis Cardinals, who finished in the basement in the Central Division a year ago, they're in the playoffs today if it were to end today. So I think once you get past L.A., once you get past the Philadelphia, Atlanta and Milwaukee to a degree, the rest of the playoff spots are kind of up for grabs, and it's going to be interesting. You know, the Cincinnati, they started off with a little promise. They've kind of faded. The Cubs recently have really had a rough time. San Francisco is an interesting thing to me from a playoff perspective because they got a lot of big arms out there. Is that enough for them? It's going to be a really interesting race this year. I think what they've done with the playoffs in recent times, the rule changes, having 12 seats at the table, 6 in each league, I think it's really been great for the game of baseball. Keeps a lot more cities involved, and I keep looking at this whole thing, and I say, why not Pittsburgh?
Let's go. Brett, we appreciate the time, man. Thank you so much.
You got it, guys. I appreciate it.
Have a nice day.
Thanks, Brett.
All right.
Brett Boone, Odyssey Major League Baseball insider. Insider calls presented by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Everyone seems to have the same opinion on the Pirates. They get in, they're going to be a tough out. It's the getting in that is the difficult part.
Right. That's where we're at right now. That's why you're going to make a move. Mm-hmm. What else are you going to be playing for? I mean, like, what are you playing the game for?
Yeah, because he talks about the Dodgers and the Phillies, and I don't even care about them. Like,
they're out of sight, out of mind kind of deal. They're kind of separated.
I'm not even worried about Milwaukee yet. You'd hope that the Pirates make it more of a division race, but I'm not worried about those teams. Are you better than these wild card teams?
Mm-hmm.
And then if and when you get to the playoffs, okay, how do you stack up with Philly's rotation? How do you stack up with the Dodgers' rotation? A tall task, fine, whatever. But I'm not hearing a lot of excitement out of him or any national analyst. But as it pertains to Brett, about the Reds, the Cardinals, the Cubs, any of those teams, he does think it's all up for grabs, and so that is why you bolster your chances by going and getting guys. Multiple guys.
How many? Guys.
Guys. I was going to say, hey, guy, go get guys.
Guys.
They could do it, too. With it. Like, they don't have to spend money. They can spend prospects. I mean, think about this. You get Trevor Bauer on the cheap. Don't laugh at me. You get Trevor Bauer on the cheap. So you got him, you got Luis Ortiz, you got Martin Perez. All of a sudden, you want to go to the six-man rotation thing down the stretch? You could do that. You go out and get a bullpen arm. Those aren't expensive. You don't need a 7th, 8th, or 9th inning guy. Get one more arm. Those guys will be had. So you can do those two things without giving up much, just a little bit of money. Probably a player to be named later or something like that for a reliever. Maybe a little bit more. And then give up a prospect or two or more and go get a guy. And you can spend the prospects on one guy, and those other two options, they're not difficult to attain. You just got to eat it a little bit with Trevor Bauer. But I don't think, from a local perspective, we've had enough people that have banged the table for Trevor Bauer.
Yes, I get texts all the time from my buddies.
You cannot be the franchise that everyone says doesn't try to win, and then when they go get Trevor Bauer, you can't get killed for that.
Right.
You can't. Do you want to win, or do you not want to win? That's what it boils down to. PR and all of that stuff with Trevor aside, you can't be the franchise. Oh, they never do anything. Oh, they got Bauer. What the hell? What are they doing? You can't. All right. Coming up next, social media's biggest loser, brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reserve your consultation today at awaken180weightloss.com. And we're going to have to set the table for what is going to be a cavalcade of stars tomorrow. We are jam-packed tomorrow. It's going to be a hell of a show. 50-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 at Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. We were just talking about if Hard Knocks would do like Hard Knocks fan morning show and you get all the behind-the-scenes stuff. Yeah, would be fun. Also, you brought this up. They might hit us up.
Yeah.
Because we were featured prominently in the pregame on those Amazon games.
Yeah, 2 Thursday night games. They were in here for about, an hour and a half each time? And they used like 5 seconds.
I think they clipped you one time and they clipped me one time.
Uh-huh.
We got to get Callis on there. And God bless Callis. Well, he showed up. He was wearing like a polo and slacks because we wanted to look good. I just took my hat off. That's how I attempted to look good. But Callis, he pulled out all the stops, this guy. He wanted to be featured on the Amazon pregame.
No, I wanted to be prepared if I were happened to get featured.
Yeah, no, I'm not knocking you. Like, I get it. Meanwhile, I just saw Kale in the hallway, and he said, oh, you're wearing flip-flops again, huh? Bad look.
To you?
Yeah.
I thought I smelled something again.
It's not me, man.
I'm telling you.
It smells like
melted American cheese in a bag of Fritos. It's literally what it's been smelling like. I get a whiff of it every once in a while.
Well, then you're welcome, because that sounds like it smells really good.
melted American cheese and Fritos?
You ever had a walking taco?
Yeah, it doesn't smell like that.
Mm.
I don't think they put American cheese in a walking taco either.
Well, you think outside the box. Slap one in there. It'll melt real good. All you got to do is walk outside today.
Yeah, just put your foot in a bag.
Look, I'm doing this for comfort. It's hot as hell outside. Well, I mean, it is awful.
Yeah, but it's not hot in here.
It'll be hot when I walk outside.
You're doing it for comfort, and you're just pushing me aside. Like, my comfort is being... Like, I'm not comfortable.
Smell me from over there.
I'm telling you, I get whiffs.
Doran, I specifically, and I don't usually do this, I washed my feet today.
No, you didn't.
I did.
No, you did.
I did. It feels good. You take the bar and you just rub it on the bottom.
I know how you wash your feet. You did not wash your feet.
I'm giving extraneous details like you don't know what it's like. Yeah, I lied. I didn't wash my feet. I thought about it, but I don't like the way it actually feels on the bottom of the foot. We have a big show tomorrow. Pat Bostick from 7 o'clock until 8. We've got Fittipaldo at 8, John Wehner 8:35, Doug Whaley from 9 until 10.
Packed.
I might not come in. Let's just let them do the show. Take a midweek break.
We should do that one day where we have like Pat or Doug lead the show and we just sit back.
Yeah.
And they ask us questions. Maybe we'll do it tomorrow.
It'd be like, you know, DHing Henry Davis.
Yeah.
Like, just get us off our feet a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot about social media's biggest loser. It has to be Oilers girl who went under that bridge and filmed a video and said, all you haters out there, F off.
Yeah.
Profit.
I don't know how many haters she really has.
She didn't have anybody that I talked to.
A lot of people like her.
Mm-hmm. She screwed up my algorithm on X forever.
Uh-huh.
Because of the number of times I was, you see Oilers girl? Hey, check this out, Oilers girl. Now every time I click on the For You tab, I'm getting... Oilers girl adjacent content.
I guess it is refreshing a little bit that there's somebody out there that doesn't want to just be famous because they do something ridiculous. Like, that's what a lot of people do now.
That's true.
On purpose. I guess it's a tad bit refreshing, but she's going to be famous and she's going to make a lot of money regardless.
Yeah, she deleted it all and then she undeleted it all.
And made a video.
Yeah, you've got to dive in and just accept yourself for who you are. And that is Oilers girl. When you show what you got in front of 18,000 people and then millions on the World Wide Web, look, it can either be a mistake or you can make money off of it.
Right.
Just make money off of it.
No doubt.
Mm-hmm. All right. Fun show today. We'll do it again tomorrow. Up next, Starkey, I believe Pomp will be here, and Zeiss as well. Going to be fun. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet, 24 Silverado LT Crew Cab. I just caught a whiff. Up to 7,500 in rebates, full terms and qualifications at sunchevy.com. Today, hot 94.
Plug in a Hyundai EV and the extraordinary happens. It's not just the ultra-fast charging capability and long range in the Ioniq 5 and Ioniq 6, or the adventure-seeking spirit of the Kona Electric, or the groundbreaking 601 horsepower Ioniq 5N. And it's not just the comfort in knowing that every Hyundai EV is backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited electric battery warranty. Hyundai's EVs transform a low hum into a loud adventure. They bring color to your journey and turn energy into main character energy. So forget everything you thought you knew about EVs and turn the extraordinary into something truly electrifying. There's joy in every journey.
EPA estimated 3-3 mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 5 SE SEL limited rear wheel drive and 361 mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 6 SE long range rear wheel drive with fully charged battery. Estimated range varies for other models and trims and depends on battery capacity, temperature options, and other factors. Limited battery warranty covers defects and materials for 10 years or 100,000 miles, whichever occurs first. See owner's manual for complete warranty details and limitations. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network.
Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.